Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We've got a busy Monday show for you today. Mick is taking the day off before he is off. He's back with us tomorrow, but he's at the Red River Basin Commission. It's like a water meeting up in Grand Forks tomorrow. So we're going to have coverage of that on Farm Talk tomorrow. But today he is getting ready and rested up, and we've got a busy show for you. Coming up, the Ransom County Fair gets underway later this week in Lisbon. Always a fun time for a home area. Brian Zimpricht, the Ransom County Extension agent, is going to join us at about 1:50, and we'll go through everything 4-H and agriculture-wise. At 2:09 this afternoon, we're going to visit with the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, Tom Bernhardt. I did talk to him a little bit this morning. We're going to talk about how things are going out in western North Dakota. But main reason for conversation is usually every year, the grain growers tried to bring in the folks from the EPA and show them what rural agriculture is all about. And they finally got it secured. They've been kind of battling since the spring to figure out when exactly this is going to happen. And so we've got the list of the EPA who are going to be coming at about the same time as Big Iron is going to be happening. So we'll visit with Tom coming up at about 2:09. Going to talk markets with our friend Dale Dirkholz coming up at 2:20. Get everything that's going on with the North Dakota Farm Bureau with Lisa Hoff at about 2:33. And as we always do on a Monday, we'll visit with Gene Henning, the executive director of North Dakota Corn. And that'll be coming up at 2:50 this afternoon. But right now, we got to bring in, I had your title in front. I have too many things opened up, Dan. Dan, what's your title? Okay. I had it.
Program manager.
All right. And I didn't ask you, but I'm going to say it anyway. We want to let the folks know, congratulations. You've got a new Erdman to the family, and that's pretty cool. So you've been busy the last couple of days.
You bet. Yep. Third boy in the house now.
So, oh, my goodness.
Definitely keeping us busy.
All right.
Poor mom.
Very good. Well, give mom a hug, and hopefully everything is going okay and heading back home.
Will do.
We do have some news going on with Farm Rescue. Obviously, you guys have stuff going on all the time. You've helped many people in the upper Midwest. If you're not familiar with Farm Rescue, we'll get in maybe just a little tease on that here in a little bit. But the main reason why... boy, you didn't figure you guys were busy enough, so now you're adding the state of Illinois to your footprint. What's going on with that?
That's right. Again, and that's always been the goal since the beginning, just to help as many families as we can. And when resources allow, we like to add additional states into our service territory to offer our assistance services to additional families in those new states. So we were at 7 states and have decided that the time is right to launch into Illinois. So thanks to generous support from some of our larger sponsors to make this possible, like Anheuser-Busch, John Deere, a huge contributor to Farm Rescue, Nutrien Ag Solutions, and Wiffles Hybrids. We are poised and ready to offer these same services, planting, haying, harvest, livestock feeding assistance to families in crisis in the state of Illinois. And that's going to be beginning in the spring of 2023. So just trying to get the word out in advance so people are aware before,
right,
the time comes when they're in need of support.
Right now, Farm Rescue operates in Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and South Dakota. When you add a state like Illinois, or it could be any state for that matter, what changes for you? Now, you talked about you had some great corporate sponsors that help you put this together so you can take care of some of the farms and ranches, whatever is needed in Illinois. But what types of things are you adding extra people, or how does that work?
It's more so about adding boots on the ground in those areas, because as you're fully aware, the farming practices can vary pretty greatly between some of these states that we're supporting. And so we're getting help on the local level, not only from volunteers, but those sponsors I mentioned, they have that local presence. And a lot of times they're kind of vouching for us to some of those families that they know are in need of support. So again, a company like a John Deere or a Wiffles Hybrids, they know a lot of those families,
right,
in those local communities, and just, can again, put in a good word, to let them know, hey, Farm Rescue's here to help. This is exactly why they exist. And, it's just more so the biggest challenge for adding any new state is getting the word out, that, there's no ulterior motive to our mission. We're just there to get them over that hump of an unexpected crisis, whether it be injury, illness, or natural disaster, and keep them doing what they love to do.
Yeah, Farm Rescue, founded in 2005. I think it's crazy, but you guys have helped over 1,000 families. I mean, that's a heck of a lot.
We're getting close to 1,000. We haven't quite gotten.
Oh, you haven't gotten there yet. Okay,
gotten to that milestone just yet, but yeah, it's coming fast. And again, when you're adding these additional states, you're adding more assistance numbers every year. And again, it all takes resources to do this, not only financial resources, but having that network in place, as far as equipment to use. Mm-hmm. So again, John Deere has stepped up big. We're going to be adding another combine to our, sponsored fleet next summer. And we source those through a lot of John Deere, local John Deere dealerships. And so one local dealership, Sloan Implement, that's got a big presence there in the state of Illinois, is going to be a huge help to us. Again, not only on the equipment side of things, but support side of things, tech support, services for any of that equipment that might be needed as we're working there in the state of Illinois.
Dan, talk about what's the first step for somebody. So let's say I know somebody that has a major illness, injury, or affected by a natural disaster, and I want to be able to talk to Farm Rescue. What is the first step to trying to get that help?
I always say that our website is really kind of a catch-all for anything you want to know or accomplish through Farm Rescue. Right there on our homepage, there's a button to refer a family in crisis. And a lot of what we do is based on referrals from, it might be spouses, relatives, neighbors, just someone in the community that knows of a family that's going through a difficult situation, again, as either a result of injury, illness, or natural disaster. And a lot of times it's difficult for those families to reach out themselves. And you can attest to this. A lot of listeners can attest to this out there. Farmers and ranchers are very proud people,
yeah.
And it's not easy to admit when a little help is needed. But that's why Farm Rescue exists. We're neighbors helping neighbors. It's just that our neighbors come from a little further up the road, we like to say. So yeah, if you know of a family that's going through a difficult situation, you can refer them to us right there through our website. It's farmrescue.org. You can shoot us an email, info@farmrescue.org, or give us a call at 701-252-2017. And we'll gladly reach out to that family and tell them what we're about and see if assistance from Farm Rescue is something that might benefit their operation.
Dan, talk about workforce. Do you have enough people? Let's say there's people out there, like, hey, I've heard of this cause and I'd like to just get my name on a list sometime if there's ever anybody in our neck of the woods that needs help.
Sure. And yeah, we're always looking for volunteers, and you don't necessarily have to have a background in agriculture. A lot of our volunteers don't. They feel that connection to want to help a family in need, and there's always different things that we have people do. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the field. Obviously, that's a bulk of what we do. But again, it's right there through our website, farmrescue.org, if you're interested in joining our volunteer family. Anybody new, we're always going to team you up with those seasoned veterans that have been doing this for a few years, and we have a lot of those folks that come back year after year to serve as our boots on the ground. And our volunteers really are really the lifeblood, excuse me, of what we do. And we couldn't do what we do without the generosity of our angels in blue. That's what we call them, because that's what they are.
Dan, I wanted to ask you, and I talked to you a little bit about this earlier today, and unfortunately, I didn't get my can. But that was partially because our liquor stores had not done the change yet, but you had a partnership this summer with, Anheuser-Busch and, John Deere and Anheuser-Busch teamed up and they made these special cans for you guys. And a portion of the proceeds for the sale, went back to you. I think it was it $1 a six pack or I don't remember what it was exactly,
but for every case.
I went in, and I would imagine that this was probably pretty popular because who the heck would not want a can of beer with a John Deere on it, John Deere tractor? I don't even know what all the different variations were, but I immediately, as soon as I heard that, we have a few liquor stores near our place, and they had them, but they're like, we're not going to put them on until we sell the previous cans, and of course, then I didn't go back, and it's my own dang fault, but I heard it was a pretty popular item, and they sold out pretty darn quick.
Yeah. And again, it has been just an incredible year for us, on just a number of levels. Again, adding the state of Illinois is another step in that. But, when two companies like Anheuser-Busch and John Deere decide to team up, to support our mission, it's so humbling and we're just so thankful for that support. But, Those cans really were a thing of beauty. And I know, like you said, they were very popular, available in every state. But we got so many messages to us personally, where can I find these?
Right.
And you know, we don't have a lot of control over the beer distribution. Right. So again, it's just check with your local distributor. And the campaign was running through July 3rd. And I think the cans, at least in the Fargo area here, were sold out before that. So like you said, we were told if they had, if they'd gone through their supply of the blue cans, they could put out the John Deere cans. So there were a lot of places that, you know, where they maybe drink a little more Busch Light. They were out a week or two before they anywhere else in the country.
So, right.
It was pretty interesting to see how just watch that process play out. And again, we're just incredibly thankful for the support that they showed to us.
Any chance of round two?
We're sure hoping so.
Okay.
Again, I think it did pretty well. We're not in on those conversations that, you know, being had behind closed doors between John Deere and Anheuser-Busch, but really hoping to see this continue for years down the road. And I think a lot of other people are too.
Well, Dan, we appreciate the work that you do with Farm Rescue. I'll give you the last word. Anything that I haven't asked you about that you want to mention while we're on the air here?
Sure. Just that we're always accepting applications. Like I said, if you're a family in need of support, especially this time of year heading into harvest, getting into small grains, if you know you're going to be in need of support heading down the road here as we get closer to some of those row crops, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you know of a family in need, we'd love to hear from you. Again, it's there on our website, farmrescue.org. We look forward to hearing from you.
And the good news is, and I guess I don't know how to exactly say this, but your demand is not high right now for the fall, so that's good. So if you know somebody, make sure you get the word out.
Yeah, we haven't had as many, again, local requests for the small grains. Our row crop schedule is filling up pretty quick here, but a lot of times it's a pretty immediate need when we hear from a lot of these farmers. So just keep that in mind as you're heading into the harvest season here and things get real busy. Just prayers going out to all the families out there to stay safe throughout the entire harvest season.
Very good. Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue Program Manager. Dan, thank you so much for the time. Farmrescue.org, is that right?
You've got it. We appreciate the time, Eric.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you down the road. It is coming up on 1:33. You're listening to Farm Talk. We need to check the markets, the closing markets. They've closed. We need to visit with Randy from Martinson's coming up in just a moment on Ag News 890.